What is going on, Internet? Welcome to episode 47 of The Summit, the podcast where we share with you all the latest and greatest gaming, anime, and pop culture news, saving you all the time of finding it yourself. If you're listening to this, do not forget, you can always find us in our Discord server over at discord.gg/thesummit. And if that's not enough, you can find us on our social media pages, which we always link in the description below. While you're at it, please go ahead and drop us a 5-star rating on your favorite platform and share the podcast with a friend, because the support really helps us reach more listeners and gain more traction for the show. Bringing you in for today's episode, I am your host, RazorSJS, and with me are my co-hosts who make this all possible, starting with the almighty Striker. How you doing tonight?
Marvelous. It's a beautiful night. We are on episode 47, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. We almost there, bro. Like, we're 9? 7? Man. Quick math, 9. Yeah, 9 away from our year anniversary.
How many weeks do you think you're in a year, bro?
56.
52 what? And a half, right?
Is it 52?
This nigga retarded.
Yeah. Yeah, when he did that math, I was like, yeah, that was quick math. It was wrong, too. But hey, you know, I appreciate the enthusiasm. We love what you bring to the table, Striker, as long as it's not math. But going on.
I need next an audit on the calendar.
We have is your boy Rain, aka CJ. Speak to the people.
Hey, you know, episode 47, we 5 away from, you know, 52, which would be how many weeks there are in a year.
Yeah, have but to I'm you, Striker.
Glad to be here. You know, we pop out and show niggas certified. we here. How y'all doing?
All right. Thank you. And last but not least, and y'all gonna hear him a lot later, he got a lot to say tonight. It is High Roller. Speak your piece.
Doing glorious. Glad to be here. Episode 47. Let's get it going.
All right. And notice I said last but not least because we are missing a certain someone today. RIP to your boy Ashy. Yes, sir. He's not dead, but he ain't with us today. He had some work-related stuff, so he couldn't be with us tonight. Unfortunately, you know, world's smallest violin and all that shit, but boohoo, we'll, you know, he'll be back at some point.
Boohoo!
All right, anyway, on to the show. All right, so we got lots to discuss, so please stay tuned. First up, we have, well, new game, currently released games, but recently released, so we figured we'd give them a little spotlight. First up is a very controversial one, well, maybe not too controversial, some people love it, some people don't. Avowed. Which came out approximately when did that come out? A few weeks ago, right?
Tuesday, didn't it?
Last week.
Official last release week. Was Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday.
But okay. Early access, if you like people pre-ordered, was Thursday.
Okay. So been out for a while. And it's getting a lot of mixed reviews. I suppose we could talk about this right now while we're on the list of the anime topics. I don't know, none of us have personally played Avowed, but we have seen some of the stats. And it doesn't look amazing. Some high roller. What was the peak player count? I feel like you know by heart.
About 17,000.
17,000. Man, yeah. I looked into it a little bit because I do have a little interest in fantasy games like that. People are just kind of saying that the combat just isn't very satisfying. I guess the word is like some of the spells are just kind of bland, basic, and also it's like what's the game that came out that was also kind of controversial when it came, not controversial, but mixed reviews. Dragon Age, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
People are saying that it's like that, but it has the opposite problems. Like, they're both kind of bad, but they both do, like, well, one does well, one does poorly, and one does poorly, one does well, vice versa, you know what I'm saying? They're saying that's what's happening. So, Avowed has, like, better, like, characters and story, but the combat in the game itself, they feel lacking, is what I've been hearing. I don't know if y'all have been second that in any way.
I didn't play either, but I did watch a video earlier today on Avowed, and from what I saw, I definitely kind of agree that combat is kind of bad, at least for today's standards it is, for what people are looking for, because the video was basically comparing it to, like, Elder Scrolls Oblivion, and
it was
practically like, damn, this shit's kind of worse than that, and that game
came out so long ago. People saying that Oblivion's combat was better than Skyrim, right? You believe in that?
I agree. Like when it does come back, I definitely agree because like the storylines, the quest for Oblivion was just so much better, and you know,
I would just I was so immersive. Young when I played Oblivion. I don't remember it too much. I don't know when that came out. I don't remember the game. I loved it. I put in a lot of time on that. Had it on Xbox until I got the Ring of Death. Sad story. But enough about me. Back to the games list. Also released earlier this month. Backrooms Inside the Escape. So now this is a... I'm assuming it's not a true sequel to Backrooms? Like,
no, it's actually not. It's actually made by... I don't know who it's made by, but it's some indie developer who released it. And there's like a number of these games with Backrooms in the name. Like, it seems like a lot of them use similar assets and everything. And it's just like... this big indie game,
like that a community joke, like everybody.
I wouldn't say it's a joke.
Sharing the IP in a sense.
I wouldn't say it's a joke or sharing an IP. Like that, people are making different names and making things similar to it because it seems like a lot of people are buying these backroom type games. And because like if you look at the reviews or like the numbers of sales or whatever, it seems to be working for like smaller indies where it's just like three or four fans who made it together and stuff like that. And it seems to be working. And so why not make your own similar to it and, you know, give it a different name if you can make you some money.
That is exactly how the game industry works, actually. They you know, dev see, dev do. That's actually very true. I know you guys play another backroom game.
Yes.
So
I think we've played them all. Just about.
Played them all. What about Inside the Escape here?
It's not out yet. It says the release date's this month. This month, but no exact date. Okay,
so no exact day, but this month? This month is almost over.
Yeah,
10 days.
Are they
sure? That's what I'm wondering.
I know, but without an announcement.
Nigga, you know February only has 28 days, right?
Hey,
it's leap year.
Hey, Striker, you need to go ahead.
29.
Hey, bro, you need to recover. Stay quiet for a little while, all right? Stay undercover on the radar.
First 56 weeks.
Now, what, 30 days? I wish Black History Month had 30 days, but it's cool. Moving on to Sid's meet. I don't play Civilization, so Sid I don't know how to pronounce that. Sid Meier. Okay, was that a man?
Okay, yeah. I think if I'm not mistaken, that's the guy that developed the first like the series, essentially.
Oh man, name went down in history. Good for him. But Civilization 7, another high roller special to come at you because I don't know jack shit about it.
I haven't played it, but I've kept up with a lot of reviews for it. Seems like there's a lot of buggy stuff. The UI is a bit annoying to use because in a game like this where it's a lot of strategy involved, like you gotta there's usually a lot of UI menus and stuff, and it's not like the best from what a lot of people are saying, and it kind of makes things a bit difficult, and you can't like really like speed through, like click through the menus like a game like Age of Empires, for example, or like a game like Bannerlord, stuff like that, other strategy games. So
kind of maybe something you want to just wait up on a little bit till they get it, you know, get all these little kinks ironed out.
Yes, I do plan on buying it, but after, you know, a couple months of patching.
Gotcha. Hey, update us on that whenever you think it's worth it so we can tell the people, I guess, if they feel the same.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's multiplayer.
Say what?
It is multiplayer.
Cool.
Yeah. Hopefully in those few months of patches, you know, it's not $70 anymore.
You said it is multiplayer?
It is.
You should scream it a little bit, man.
Let us know. Put us on game, bro. Maybe I could be the one.
There you know.
But we'll move on to other gaming news. We have terrible, terrible news for you, ladies and gentlemen. Well, not for you specifically, but in general. NetEase had a big layoff. And what office was that? I want to say Seattle. Let me double check.
It was the Seattle office. Yeah.
There he goes. Hey, you on point now, Striker. Look at you. Making up for, you know.
Hold on. What you mean? I've always been on point.
So NetEase layoffs. And, you know, it's just a really sad trend, as my dev friends here could probably co-sign. We've been seeing a lot of layoffs like that in recent times, and it doesn't seem to be slowing. I have seen that NetEase wants to try and ensure this player base, for those unaware, or need a reminder, NetEase in Marvel Rivals, right? And they're trying to ensure players that it won't affect the game. I'm not exactly sure what the dev team that got laid off, what they were responsible for. Do you guys know?
Lay half of them off. So
it's crazy businesses can do that. I mean, well, I understand making business moves, but like it's illegal to have a monopoly, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Okay. Cause like I just feel like yeah, I get it. They're not becoming a monopoly, but damn, you see that's the goal. You see what they're trying to do.
But I mean, but,
Like their layoff situation, though, it was just they blamed it on tariffs.
Yeah. I doubt. Oh, how? What's the connection?
I'm sure because people don't know. They're a foreign based company, obviously, and the studio that got laid off was an American based studio.
So, like, a subsidiary. So it's the main studio's the main studio.
You cut up.
I said, is the main studio in a foreign country?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, all right. Well, I mean, I guess if what makes them sleep better at night, it's unfortunate for peoples. I don't know if the devs here have anything further they want opinions on that. Floor is yours if you do.
I mean, like, it's bad, but like, this isn't new with NetEase laying people off all the time. This pretty much happens every year, even before, like, you know, the massive decline of you know, developer jobs with everyone getting laid off. But with NetEase, this isn't really new.
And what about Unity? Unity's also had layoffs recently.
Yes, they did. They haven't laid the people off yet, but it's already been leaked in an email that they're about to do layoffs.
Imagine apparently, finding that out like that.
Apparently, I don't remember the name of which department they're getting rid of, but I do know they're getting rid of the department to downsize, put some extra money away for because I know they're saying the new CEO is saying that Unity is going to get more into AI and stuff like that. So expect some more, you know, AI tools to be integrated into Unity, such as like their animation one, Muse, and their other one that can help you with code. I can't remember what it's called right now. Haven't used it because it's not free, but.
I feel that.
But yeah, so they're about to lay off people, and apparently their stocks went up after this announcement as well. Well, so it's kind of weird that, you know, all the time that, you know, you lay off a bunch of people and, you know, your stocks go up, you know, I guess make all these shareholders, you know, a bit richer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the game. The rich get richer. But back to NetEase. Not really, but really. Back to Marvel Rivals. A big mid-season patch out today as you are hearing this. Because I know you're listening on the day it comes out because you're such a lovely person. So this big update comes with two new characters. The Thing and Human Torch finally joining the game. So the whole gang's here. We got all four of the foe. And then on top of that, it's a new map. What is the map name? I am unsure. I've seen it. It's like a vampiric theme map. It's through Dracula's Castle. Pretty dope. Convoy map. It seems, and they got my boy Blade trapped up there. Y'all seen him?
He got a chain on.
Crazy. Yeah, he got that chain on. Yeah, it's Blade.
Yeah, he got a chain on. Yeah,
he do. It's a nice little chain. I ain't gonna lie. Like, it's a nice little Cuban link, actually. I ain't never seen Blade rock thing like that.
Of course, they get a nigga a chain.
Hell yeah, boy.
He got a bracelet on too, though. You know, he kind of fresh. I think
he got the cornrows too.
Oh, there
you know,
it is.
Like, hey, I wonder if Wesley Snipes approve. But
you think he the voice actor?
Well, no, I just, you know, reference.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't know who the voice actor is. On top of all this brand new content, though, we have a lot of character balance changes. I don't really want to bore you guys and read every single one back to back. Give you a little general consensus of what's going on. As far as duelists, you got some Spider-Man getting a minor buff to his web, reload time. Widow getting a shit ton of buffs. Obviously, no one plays Widow. But the few that do are kind of nasty, so this is kind of scary. They might start running the game. Hawkeye getting a buff for whatever fucking reason. Hawkeye's buff. Oh, it's Hela. Magic is getting both a buff and a nerf. Moon Knight's getting nerfed, and his ultimate's getting fixed, so no more extra damage in the center. Iron Man is getting buffed. Mr. Fantastic is getting buffed. Iron Fist is getting a nerf and a buff. He's changing. The character's kind of changing. He does percentage-based damage now. He's more of a frontline brawler. I'm sorry to tank players out there. He's going to be on your ass now, the way they reworked him. Wanda, Scarlet Witch, getting a buff. I didn't actually know about this one. Oh, it's for her ultimate. She's getting an additional 100 bonus health upon activating the ability, so it's not going to be as easy to burn her down. Storm getting a nerf, thank God. She was running this season. And Star-Lord getting a buff. When it comes to Vanguards, your boy Cap is getting a buff, because no one plays him. Strange getting a small health debuff, or nerf, I mean. Thor getting a small buff, Magneto nerf, Venom, Groot buff. And for strategists, damn near widespread nerfs across most of them. If you play Rock of Rivals, you probably know all the really good defensive ultimates are getting their cost increased. And Cloak and Dagger's ult is specifically getting fucking gutted. And but Adam Warlock gets a bit of a buff, you know, because yeah, he definitely needs it. As far as team ups go, Luna, Snow, and Iron Fist team up getting a small buff. The Gamma team up is getting a nerf, rightfully so. Maybe we'll see him in ranked. The Symbiote team up with Venom, Spider-Man, Penny is getting sort of changed. Instead of being overtime damage, it's going to be quicker, and it'll make the characters more invincible. So, hey, what's funny? Nah, y'all heard that. Yeah. Share with the class, bro. The pod wants to laugh, too. The listeners, man, like funny.
Someone just complained about the Moon Knight ultimate, and they said, can't wait for the nerf tomorrow.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, man.
Speaking of Moon Knight, his team up with Cloak Dagger is getting a buff. He's going to heal inside his bubble now. And the team up between Magic, Black Panther, and Psylocke is also getting a small buff, more health, and, you know, lower rewind time. So that's all the Marvel Rivals midseason buffs in general. If you want an in-depth look at them, you could always check it out. Check out their patch notes on their site, School Marvel Rivals patch notes. You can easily find it for yourself if you are interested. Moving on, apparently the Among Us 3D is coming to Steam, and the demo is arriving next week. Wow. So what's that look like? Among Us 3D.
Kind of looks like a more polished version of Unlock Down Protocol, if you ask me. It's just third person now. I mean, not third person, first person. Similar to Lockdown Protocol. It looks like, from the video I saw of the trailer of it, it looks like a lot of it's still like the same task and stuff, but, you know, same world, just everything's in 3D now.
Oh, wow. That is kind of crazy.
So that's something that you can definitely expect us to be on at some point.
You think it's a Lockdown Protocol killer?
Oh, that's fine. Well, I mean, to be honest, I think Among Us was always more popular than Lockdown Protocol, so it definitely is. Because
guess what? Only the fucking killers can kill in Among Us.
Yeah, yeah. But you can't trust fuckers. That is true. Oh my gosh, I've been killed by employees more than I have, whatever the dissonance. Yeah. I also think Among Us is more popular just because it's less complicated, and it's, you also don't need
way comms. More balanced.
Yeah. 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 Well, I mean, it's not really like Lockdown Protocol was just taking over the scene anyway, so Among Us might steal some players here and there. Probably will. I might try it. Definitely have a price. Is it a price on it, or is it like gonna be, because Among Us is
probably free, right? $5.
Yeah.
Not that I saw.
Well, preparing for the worst. So let's say $5 to $10. Yeah, $5, you know. It's not gonna exactly be free, but that's cool. Next up, Sony has responded to former Bungie director Christopher Barrett's $200 million lawsuit, revealing text messages and workplace misconduct allegations that led to his firing. That is one hell of a lawsuit. What kind of villain is Brody?
Sick kind.
Yeah,
foreign dog.
Oh man, the worst kind, bro. That's terrible. And they got receipts. $200 million, though. How do you get
to that number?
Hey, yeah, never mind.
He had a contract with Sony prior to when Sony bought invested into Bungie. Like after Bungie bought themselves away from Activision. And then Sony invested in them. He had a contract that was a salary they were supposed to uphold, but they ended up laying him off, which technically, it wasn't really a breach of contract, I guess, per se, but it looked weird, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then he came out of nowhere and he's trying to sue them for the money that he claims he's owed, because he said he was wrongfully terminated, but they got
risky. Who do you think is going to win?
Oh, Bungie. I mean, Sony for sure.
Yeah, they got a machine behind them.
The only reason why I would say Sony's gonna win is because if those receipts are real, bruh, and he's like really a creep, then Like, there's no way he's gonna be able to hide it.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be open to the world, unfortunately.
Yeah, they got money.
They do got money. And money is resources, resources everything.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to less creep news. Actually, Game Pass updates for our games of the month. You have EA Sports FIFA. Oh, the fuck? Did y'all? Never mind. I'm sorry. Someone's typing just confused the fuck out of me. Yeah, it's in the game for sure. But EA Sports coming to Game Pass on the 24th. Warhammer 40,000 Rogue Trader also on the 20th. Really? So what does the F1 stand for? F1 24?
No idea what the F1 stands for. That's
isn't that the new FIFA game?
Yeah.
Oh no! That sounds like the racing game. F1, like the series.
I've never heard of that.
F1.
Yeah.
Like those cars.
Yeah. I've never heard of the game series. I didn't know it was a game series.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
I've never heard of this. Wow. So the F1 series 24. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Still on the radar. I'm more of a Need for Speed street racing kind of gamer guy.
No, actually.
Yeah.
So you prefer Need for Speed over Forza Horizon?
Probably, yes. Yes. I haven't played either in a very long time. I haven't played racing games in a long time, but I used to play Need for Speed a good little bit. And also going to Game Pass on the 25th is Watch Dogs Legion. That game's been out forever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I don't even think it did very well on release, so. But hey, I mean, it's a smooth little multiplayer game, I guess. Can't complain. Game Pass, right? For the PS Extra updates of the month, we have Lost Records, Bloom and Rage, Tape 1, available. Starting on the... Well, already available. All right, it's again month. Also, Mordow, also available on the PS4 and the PS5. The Sega Frontier Remastered on the PS4. Somerville for PS4 and 25. Star Wars Jedi Survivor for the PS4 and 25 and PS5. Damn, I'm fucking up today. Damn, Striker. I blame you. That's 10 Hearts on the PS4 and PS5. And Top Spin 2K25 on PS4 and PS5. So if you have PS Extra, check those out. And you'll use Jedi Survivor. Obviously a standout pick amongst those. Moving on to pop culture, away from gaming. We don't talk too much about anime, but there's been a heat little anime going on so far. I think that at least most of us here watch, not every single
one. Woo.
Solo Leveling season 2 has been on fire and blowing up the internet recently. And I know 3 of us at least are caught up here. How y'all feeling about this so far?
He's gotta get nerfed.
Oh, you also watch it? Okay, cool. I didn't know you watched.
Yeah, no.
I think it's unstoppable.
He needs a nerf. You hating?
I'm not saying I hate him. I'm just saying he just needs to get nerfed. Like, that shit's just insane. Hold on, everyone. Damn, this nigga's not caught up.
I don't care. Go for it.
I was gonna say, I do kind of see what they're kind of doing now, especially with taking in public, which I think for the longest was kind of annoying me. So, I haven't read the manhwa. I think that's what people call it. But, it's just actually getting kind of exciting.
Boy, so like you were saying that like they, you hated that they do what exactly?
That they were kind of keeping
like that they're going public, as in they finally announced into the world that Sung Jin.
Oh, that's exactly what you meant. Okay, so why don't you like that though? You know, I felt like it was like, you know, it was gonna
that
happen.
They were keeping them low key because it was making the story kind of stale.
Oh, you said you liked that they made him public. I thought you said you didn't like it.
You
okay.
Did.
No, I got it back. Okay. Yeah. No, I mean, I'm messing with it, and I have read ahead a little bit. I haven't finished. I am pretty close to the ending, so I know a good chunk of what's to come. And yeah, it's pretty dope. I personally am also a fan of the whole like OPMC thing, as long as they're written well. I think bad ones can be very boring, but if it's written well and has excitement elsewhere, and this one, excitement in the fight. Also, I love some of the characters and personality. You are right. Some of that does get left out in the show, though. I did see that, but it's still pretty dope what we get of it. I don't know. I think also Soul Leveling is pretty easy to digest with how like kind of down to earth and quick and paced it is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like that, like there's always something going on. There's not just an episode of full exposition and shit. I think like those type of shows just kind of dominate today's age. Well, anime specifically. Shows a little different because you do invest more time to shows. But yeah, I'm messing with it heavy, and I'm here to the end. I might as well I should probably finish the manhwa soon. Manhwa. Why did they call it manhwa instead of manga? I know it's Korean. What does the manhwa stand for? Does it stand for something or is it different?
I think it's just a translation in the pronunciation.
Yeah. Well,
it's a dialect thing. I don't know. I'm just saying shit.
Okay, I showed us today. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't go and agree with you. I
was going, it's like, definitely yeah, not a dialect, nigga. Oh, That's crazy. One of them speak Korean, the other speak Japanese.
You know, it could be.
No, I can't. Also, dialect. Like, there's a big translation there, too, because I forget, like, when they have to translate it to Japanese, like, they change some of the character names. They change a lot of shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, yeah, very different.
Have y'all heard that, my bad, this is going completely off topic, but have y'all heard that one song in the Ring Around the Rosie from Squid Games in different languages?
Not in different languages, just in the show.
Oh shit, y'all gotta see that. That shit's kinda crazy.
What? Crazy in what way?
How it sounds.
It's just probably a satanic ritual.
Hell yeah, it is.
Oh. Alright, bro. I'm good for it.
The game seems like it's based on a satanic ritual. Cause, like, if you look at the VIPs and the heads they're wearing, like demon heads. Never mind. Like we say, we're getting off topic.
That was crazy. That was a crazy twist of events right there. Mm-hmm. But back to topic. Hey, Solo Leveling, if you haven't watched it, hey, we highly recommend it over here. You know what I'm saying? It's been peak after peak for each episode. Honestly, it's very fun to watch. Another news, The Last of Us Season 2 gets a release date of April 13th. So we will get in that. That's not too far in the future. That's pretty dope. Anybody else was a fan of the show, watched it, like games and that?
I watched it.
Yeah. How you feel about it?
I thought it was pretty good. I think they did a good job of the actors that they chose for it as well. They're following the story a little bit. You know, obviously they got to add some stuff to it. You know, some of the stuff that video games don't give you to, you know, make it more TV friendly. But overall, it's pretty good.
Yeah. You excited for season 2?
I wouldn't say excited just because, you know, you kind of know what's happening. But, you know, it's nice to see it, you know, live acting.
Yeah. That's a good, it's well put. Very well put. What about the other two guys? You guys play Last of Us or watch the season 1?
I played Last of Us and watched season
1.
Damn. See, I knew it. What about you, Striker?
You know that hater didn't.
Yeah, I just had to ask. You know, he's
This is getting canceled, ain't it?
Damn. I just announced a release date. Well, did you get some news just now that I don't know about?
They hit me up from Netflix. HBO hit me up and said, "Yeah, they're removing it from their
Why they have to tell you?
Well, I got these in. That's why. What you mean? I've been watching.
Caught up.
That's great. No. I get these insider news, yo. Like I said, I'm in touch with all these celebrities.
You're an insider. He's been watching it.
Ooh. All right, but you probably gonna love this one though, Striker. I bet. A new Avatar, The Last Airbender sequel series is in the works, titled Avatar 7 Heavens. It's supposed to be 2 seasons with 26 half-hour episodes. It's going to follow earthbending twins after a world-shattering disaster where one discovers she's new Avatar after Korra. I know we got some Avatar peoples in here. Y'all fucking with it.
Okay.
That's gonna be
is crazy, it going to be so. Animated? That's going to be animated,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As long as it's not live action.
According to Ashy, I know he's not here. The only connection it's supposed to have is Korra. Because, you know, she severed the ties.
Yes, she did. Huh?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
that is right. So she would be the only Avatar they could talk to, huh? I mean, I'm honestly for it. Like, I'm not that deep in Avatar for myself. I give it a light watch over, not a deep one. Like, probably, you know, like, watch that as a kid type shit. But I appreciate that just for the simple fact that I think a lot of shows get stale because they refuse to accept change and move on to something else. So I think like a show like this doing that, it's better. I appreciate change over stale, even if it's, you know, not everyone's gonna like the change, but that's all right. You know, everybody.
Did they say anything on like who, like what their lineage is? The
I think they're in the Earth Kingdom and they're twins, and one of them is in a wheelchair because Ozaru mentioned something about Twitter being in an outrage that one of them's like disabled. And as she said, well, Toph's literally blind, so it just
it don't matter. She can still like.
No, I was about to say,
their arms are swollen.
Hold on. Wasn't there a kid that was in a wheelchair that like made a plane in the Earth Kingdom, right? The one his father helped made the fucking Fire Nation's war balloons, right?
He was a traitor. Yep.
Imagine the one in the wheelchair is the Avatar too.
That boy?
Both
of them? He's old.
Oh,
now.
He's the boy, huh?
Yeah, he was a kid then, and that was an Aang story.
I thought you said one of the twins that was in a wheelchair.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. One of them is in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm saying, imagine like, the Avatar being that one. Yeah. That's what I think he's going to be. I ain't going to lie to you. I figured.
Okay, I mean,
you know, little Professor X as, you know, Professor X action.
I could see it. He'll hit the Avatar say to fly with the chair. I'm not going to say he could do like, some incredible things with that wheelchair, though.
But, like, hold on. Wait a second. Next thing, you're an earthbender, right? If I'm an earthbender and I'm like in a wheelchair, if I'm the Avatar, I'm definitely just gonna put a suit of earth around my body and just walk with it, bro.
Why not just bend the chair and just like stab people with it?
Because I could bend myself damn near with earth all around me. No weird shit, no Diddy, you know what I mean? Sheesh. But you know, I could, yeah, like how Top did when she put that metal on her body and was just moving around. Yeah, I could do that. You know what I mean?
Nah, I feel like that's the reason.
It's a lot of effort, though.
That's the reason why they won't do.
I mean, maybe. I mean, in exchange for walking, I guess.
You're going to be pushing that wheelchair around, bro. Right? So, or bending the wheelchair around. Either or, right?
Yeah. We'll see how they do it in the show, for sure. Yeah. It does look like we are wrapping up in terms of all news we have. So, not the longest episode, but, you know, really good, fun one. So, it's cool. Is there any save rounds from anybody else here? Going once, going twice. Shooter, you hit the burn. All right. Well, if you made it this far into this week's episode, all we ask is that you spread the love by sharing the podcast with a friend. And while you're at it, please drop us a 5-star rating on your favorite platform because it really helps us reach more listeners. And as always, thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you next week. Peace.